Welcome to the Next M Podcast. Tech at heart, ignition in mind.
Hello and welcome to the Next M Podcast. I'm Lars Peters and I'm here with Frank Bacher, Head of Digital Media at RMS. Frank, we're going to talk a lot about smart speakers and smart audio. When was the last time that you were using such a device?
I'm a big fan of my own FM radio station. So I'm running my own internet radio. And for sure, this is accessible via smart speaker. So for me, it's quite easy. I just have to say, please, I want to listen to Frankie B Radio, which is my own station.
Now you are working as a professional in audio and in marketing. So obviously, it's kind of obvious that you have to do that also in your private life. But what is the development like for the public in general? So how many people are using smart speakers? Audio?
We are seeing a huge increase in the usage of smart speakers. And interestingly, if you look at the adoption of new technical devices, smart speakers have been really pushing the boundaries. Smart speakers have reached 15 million users within 1 year. That's exciting. The internet took 4 years. TV took more than 30 years to get access and to get access to 15 million users. So this number shows this dramatic change and how people are moving towards this new technology.
And is that happening in all countries, more or less in the same amount of speakers? Or is it like, do people accept the technology everywhere in the same matter?
Yeah, I mean, it's always the same. And we all know this, the US and the English speaking nations are a little bit further than, for example, Germany. But what we have to say for the German market, and we also have some really new numbers about the development in Germany. We already have around 12 million smart speaker users in Germany, which is about 15% of the German population. And there's another really interesting number. We expect, and we did an online survey asking 10,000 people, we expect that more than 6 million people are willing to buy a smart speaker within the next 6 months, which is an extremely high number.
You just said that you were conducting a survey on the usage of smart speakers. Did you also ask the people what kind of content they are using on those devices?
Yes, for sure. And what we have seen is that using audio, different audio offerings is number one. And audio means every kind of audio. That could be a live stream from an FM radio. That could be a specific digital audio stream. That could also be a streaming service like Spotify or other. So using audio content is number one, but also quite simple use cases like what time is it? What's the weather forecast for today in my region or somewhere else in the world? So these are at the moment the use cases that we are seeing when it comes to the usage of smart speakers.
And there were also other studies, I think they were from the US, stating that when people are getting such a smart speaker and using it, like in everyday life, so that they were watching less television.
That's right.
Can you explain that? Do we have any explanation for that?
We have a study from Edison Research that says that 30% of the people who own a smart speaker spend less time watching TV. It's quite obvious in my opinion, because the smart speaker gives you direct access to the whole internet. You can get every information that you want. You can also buy goods on the internet with your smart speaker. So there are so many use cases already, and that means that you spend more time with this direct connection to the web, instead of leaning back and watching TV in your living room. It gives you much more use cases and interactive situations where you can act instead of just lean back.
If there's like this kind of a new media outlet, then in a way, actually it's like the old content, but it's still a new device. So usually if there's so much time spent by customers on new media devices, then the advertising industry is not that far away, but also looking at this area and thinking, okay, could that be something for my brand where I would like to be present with my products? What does the development imply for advertisers and for brands?
So first thing is, if you really look at this new media behavior and how users are spending more time with audio, I, as a brand, as a service provider, have to make sure that my content, that my services are also being offered in these new devices. So that's the first thing. I need to find a strategy. I need to find a way how to make my content, my services, available for my audience, for my target group. Yeah? And I think that's one big topic where we are seeing that a lot of advertisers and companies start to think about it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really about taking the first steps, and that's not a big issue. What do you have to do? I mean, all these companies, the big brands, they have a lot of content, and this content right now is not available on these devices. And I think that's what companies have to do. They have to work on a strategy to make sure my content is also available on all these new devices, on these voice assistants. That's quite easy. And then second step is, if I want to sell products, if I want to do e-commerce, if I want to offer my services, how can I also make this accessible to my target group?
Okay, we have to take this step by step, I think. So first of all, well, you mentioned that before, the radio stations, they have to use those devices for themselves so that people can listen to the stations or the music on demand services. Then it comes to the brands.
Right.
And there you said, okay, they have to be available on the net. But you could say, well, we do have a website. Can't Alexa just read from our website? Isn't that enough?
No, it's about creating content in a different way. It's not about just reading the existing content. You have to find a new way how to communicate through smart speakers. It's a different media consumption situation, where you have to make sure that you produce the content in an appropriate way so that and the users are really interested. And that has to do with the length. Am I talking about a long piece of content? Is it a short piece of content? How do I want to make it available? It's also about search. How can I make sure that the users are finding the right content? So what are the key questions that users are asking, and how do I make sure that the relevant content is also being found by the users?
So, and how do you make sure that your brand is being found and not some competitors who might happen to have like kind of a similar name? Like probably now that's kind of an empty field still. So there are some brands around, but you still have a good opportunity to build your brand on that channel. But how do you make sure that you come in, that you are first search? Because on Google, when you are just having a screen, you would see 10 results when you're doing a search. When you're listening to it, you only can listen to one thing at once.
Right.
So you
right.
need to be on the top, probably.
Right. That's absolutely right. The answer is quite easy. The winner takes it all. So in a world, in this audio world, you are not interested to go through the typical search result page that you know from Google and other search engines, where you probably find 5 to 10 answers. You are not interested in spending time and reading and hearing those 10 results. So, and in this case, it's really about making sure that you are on the number one position, which also means you probably need more money to be on top of the Google search.
Okay, so that's the aspect of the search. And then, because many brands work by also seeing the brand, obviously for the time being, smart speakers don't have a screen. There are some kind of combinations where you can have a smart speaker and you also have a screen. But the idea basically is only to listen and to speak. So your brand has to work only on the audio way. Not all brands have a proper audio identity, I'd assume. So is that also kind of something that we recommend for advertisers or for brands to take care of?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the first step. If you haven't been working on your audio identity, if you don't have your own sound identity, I think that's probably what you should work on first. Yeah, making sure that everybody is able also to hear your brand in the audio world. And we have a lot of really good examples. For example, Deutsche Telekom here in Germany, they are using their sound logo for the last 20 years. And we just recently made a test with some of our advertisers and media agencies. And everybody, they just listened to the sound file without any further information. And we had a hit rate of 100%. So everybody was able to know, okay, this is the sound logo of Deutsche Telekom. And that shows that if you really have a strategy behind this, and if you have a well-known sound logo, everybody is aware of this, and this gives you a strong sound identity.
And you also mentioned before that the next step would be not only to be present as a brand and to give your information about your product, but to give the consumers or the listeners the opportunity to buy your products or your services. How difficult is that? Are there enough experiences already around? So what you have to keep in mind to make it a good user experience?
Yeah. So the question is, what kind of products are you interested in buying on a smart speaker? And we believe that especially fast-moving consumer goods, because are you willing to buy a black dress, a suit, where you don't know how does it look like with a smart speaker? Probably not. But if it's about batteries, if it's about really fast moving consumer goods, then I do believe that there is a really good chance of making sure that this is another sales channel for you. We have some numbers from the US that are saying that more than 50% of the smart speaker users in the US already bought at least one item through their smart speaker. And that gives us a clear signal that people are willing to buy on smart speakers.
In Germany, I could assume that the people are really aware of data. And when you're not only listening and using a smart speaker, but also buying via a smart speaker, that you share a lot of data about yourself and that people are just kind of being concerned if they really want to do that. Do you have the feeling that this also applies in this case, or is it just like some idea? Are younger people different from older people? Do you have any knowledge about that already?
I think if you look at the big e-commerce websites like Amazon, you already have all the relevant data that is in your profile. Whether it's a credit card, whether it's where are you living, they know what have you bought in the past. So from that point, I don't really see a difference between buying goods through the web or through a smart speaker. I don't see a big difference because there's the same database, whether you buy it via a screen or via speech.
So when you're so optimistic about the development and what's going to happen, so what is your assumption or what your prognosis? When will every German household be connected or at least have like one smart speaker in their household?
Good question. I think this is going to take another at least 4 to 5 years. But I think even more interesting is the change of the media behavior. And that's where we do believe that within the next 5 years, the audio spend is going to increase up to 25%. So the average time is already about 4 hours. And we do believe that especially with these new opportunities of searching, buying goods, also listening to much more audio on demand content like podcasts, for example, we're going to expect an increase of around 25%, and that would mean up to 5 hours average time that users spend with audio.
Great. That's positive news then for the audio business. Thank you very much, Frank Bacher, for your insights into that field.
Thank you so much.